USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Stocks are plunging on Wall Street with coronavirus fears wiping out gains for 2020. The Dow ended the day down 1,032 points to finish at 27,961. Art Hogan, chief market strategist for National, joins Fox News and says,
"The market said, you know what? We don't have a handle on this, and we better pay close attention. We needed to have the kind of day we had to really release some of that energy that's been sort of hanging out in just in the momentum names and the whole market, you know, having a 3% down day. Like you said, gets us down to almost unchanged on the year."
Disgraced Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein will remain in custody until sentencing after being found guilty of rape and sexual assault in New York City. The jury acquitted Weinstein on charges of predatory sexual assault, which carried the most jail time, but he could still be looking at decades in prison. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Pay for it. Responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
The city of Los Angeles and folks around the world are remembering Kobe Bryant. The widow of the Lakers legend Vanessa spoke about her child Gianna before mentioning her late husband.
And she was so thoughtful to remember to kiss me every day. She was daddy's girl, but I know she loved her mama. And she would always tell me and show me how much she loved me.
Thousands of people are attending the memorial service at the Staples Center. A religious freedom case will go before the nation's highest court. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The Supreme Court will hear a case involving religious freedom, same-sex couples, and foster parenting. The city of Philadelphia ending a long-time contract with Catholic Social Services when the group banned gay parents from being involved in the city's foster care program. The charity then sued the city on religious freedom grounds. Arguments in the case won't be heard until the court's next term, which begins in October.
USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A protest in Haiti turns violent and erupts in gunfire. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Haiti's huge three-day carnival celebration was to have started, but the government canceled it after Haitian police exchanged gunfire for hours with soldiers of the newly reformed army outside the National Palace. The firefight is a dangerous escalation of protests over police pay and working conditions.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are continuing their two-day visit to India. Now, as far as what this visit means to the United States and the world, James Carafano is with the Heritage Foundation, and he tells Fox News.
Well, you know, the U.S. has been trying to move this relationship forward since the Bush years. So why is it really gaining momentum now? Well, part of it's the two leaders that you saw on stage there who personally take responsibility for really energizing this relationship. But the other three reasons are China. What was the other one? Oh, yeah, China. Right. This is so strategically important for the United States to block China's destabilizing activity, not just in the Pacific, but in the Indian Ocean. But also, if the U.S. wants a big manufacturing partner, a low-cost manufacturing partner that is stable and dependable and can have supply lines and logistic lines that go into a country that we can depend on, that option is going to be India now, the fifth largest economy in the world.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.